Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy joins us, the suburban Democrat. Raja, welcome back to WGN. Thanks for giving us a little of your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks, John.
What is happening in Afghanistan? What is the U.S. policy in Afghanistan right now?
I think there's two things. One, trying to evacuate all U.S. personnel from Kabul, the capital. And then secondly, trying to get as many of the people that helped us out of there as possible, although I'm deeply, deeply upset about that situation in particular.
President Biden said not that long ago he didn't think the Capitol would fall this quickly. He said it was highly unlikely. Is the Congress surprised at what's happened? And if we are, would we have done this then, knowing what we now know?
I think that a lot of us drank the Kool-Aid about the effectiveness of the Afghan military and the government. It turns out they were thoroughly incompetent and corrupt, and we underestimated the Taliban as well. So I personally think we should have staged things differently, but at this point, I'm most worried, John, about the people who helped us. There are at least 17,000 people who have or eligible for the special immigrant visa. These are translators. These are people who closely helped us in Afghanistan. We have to get them as well as their families out. I have been approached by people who are in a desperate situation, and I am following up on them, you know, hour by hour at this point, trying to get them out of Afghanistan.
The Taliban says they're not going to exact revenge against those people, and they also say they're going to try and incorporate women into their government. Do you believe any of that?
No, I don't. I think they're mendacious thugs and killers, and we shouldn't believe a word that they say. I think that they are going to punish these people. They're going to kill them, and we got to get them out. And I think, honestly, we are to blame for the fact that it's been 4 or 5 months since we knew that we were going to be withdrawing, and yet we only have evacuated about 2,000 of the thousands and thousands of people that we should have gotten out of there. And at the least, we should have gotten them to other safe places in the region, whether it's Qatar or somewhere else for processing. But the fact that they're languishing there is just very, very distressing at this point.
Congressman, is this all but for 2,500 or 3,500 U.S. troops? If we had maintained even that force, would this be happening?
No, on that score, I do agree with both President Trump and President Biden that either we had to commit ourselves to a much larger fighting force or withdraw. And at this point, after 20 years, $2 trillion and 2,000 American lives lost in combat, the American people want us out of Afghanistan. But the way in which we withdraw is important as well, and the way in which we treat the people who took care of us in Afghanistan is incredibly important, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it sends a message to everyone else in the world who would cooperate with us in the future. And so that's why I think it's of utmost importance that the State Department hustle, that President Biden administration hustle at this point and get them the hell out of there.
The them, meaning those thousands of people who were allies to us, the indigent people of Afghanistan, the locals.
Yes, the people, the indigenous people who were our translators, who assisted us in our military operations. At this point, they and their families are in mortal danger, John, and we got to get them out ASAP.
What do you think about the terror threat as a result of the Taliban retaking Afghanistan?
I'm very concerned. You know, they say that they are not going to harbor Al-Qaeda, but again, I don't trust them. I think there's got to be a lot more conditions put on any other aid or assistance that anyone in the world provides the Taliban in Afghanistan, that they do not once again become a safe haven for Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist group.
Some of the thinkers in this country today are saying, well, The Taliban knows well what happened last time. They are smart enough to not make a deal with Al-Qaeda or ISIS because we have a lower tolerance for them than we even do the Taliban. So they probably won't partner with them as maybe they have in the past. What do you make of all of that?
I don't know, man. I think that there's a predilection for harboring those type of people, especially Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda and Taliban go back a long ways. And I think that Al-Qaeda will definitely seek to establish itself. The question is whether, as you said, or as others suggested, the Taliban will feel that the cost of doing so is too high, given that nations like us and others will be monitoring closely, or whether they will try to harbor them or assist them in ways that they can somehow shroud from us. And that question remains to be seen. There are actors in the region, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's even China, whether it's Russia and others, who have some influence, and they should maximize their influence to prevent that from happening.
Rajah Krishnamurthy, the suburban congressman, is on a phone line. We're talking about what's happened in Afghanistan. You hear his anger over how this administration, and for that matter, the previous administration, you did not allude to President Trump's team's handling of this. This is on Joe Biden's lap, even though both presidents had a similar attitude about our presence there. But this is on the Biden administration, right? This is what's happening in the administration now.
Let me put it this way. Both Trump and the Biden administration should have gotten those SIV, the special immigrant visa people, out of there in an orderly fashion, starting last year, because that's when President Trump had negotiated the May 1st withdrawal. Okay. But all that being said, we've known for months now that these people are in grave jeopardy. And that's why I'm so upset at the State Department. The USCIS has done such a horrible job of putting up bureaucratic roadblocks. I mean, I received an email this morning at 7 a.m. Where basically a translator for our military, his wife and daughter are stuck, and they should have been taken out a long time ago, especially because the interpreter, the translator himself, was evacuated. So there should be no other bureaucratic roadblocks in the way of bringing the wife and the daughter out once you've already cleared the translator from a security screening standpoint. And so I think USCIS has got to hustle. They got to work nights, weekends, evenings. They got to just get these people out of there ASAP. I'm very, very concerned about these people staying even one day longer in Kabul.
Well, just 1 minute left, Congressman. Is there any opportunity for the U.S. to put a force back in there, if nothing else, to execute the things you're describing, or that's not going to happen?
Well, right now there's 3,500 troops at Kabul Airport. I think it's supposed to ramp up to 6,000. They claim that the airport is now secure and flights are able to go in and out. But I say you put whatever troops you need to put in there to get our people out and our friends and allies out ASAP.
Rajah Krishnamurthy. Okay, Congressman, let's talk about other things on another day. I appreciate your time today.
Sir.
Keep us posted on what's happening there
Please.
In the halls of Congress.
Please, everyone, keep these people in your prayers and thoughts.